This is a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Serengeti Care.
And welcome back to the program, everyone. Coming up on this segment, I have a wonderful lady by the name of Kim Spencer, who is with Serengeti Care. And I love it. It's a beautiful weather out. We're in the summertime, and we're going to talk about exercise for seniors. Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, Kim, this is a huge issue because seniors oftentimes have mobility issues, they have health care issues and everything. And so, you know, I know it was when I was taking care of my mom, it was just like pulling teeth to get her to do any exercise. But it's really important, isn't it?
It's very important as we age.
So tell me about some things, you know, like fears. First of all, before we start talking about exercise, what do you find most common with seniors when it comes time to exercise?
Well, a lot of seniors are afraid they're going to get hurt if they exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend if they aren't active before starting exercising, they should talk to their doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the other thing is just the whole fear of falling.
Right.
If they've fallen before, there's that psychological fear of, oh, if I walk or if I do something, what if I fall? There's ways to obviously secure yourselves, you know, even if you have a walker or a cane or something like that. Those things can certainly help you from feeling a little bit more safe. Isn't that true?
It is true.
Yeah.
And I think having a walking exercise buddy is always good, too. That way you feel a little more secure.
Sure, sure. And also just a treadmill is nice because you have something to hang on to or different things like that. So tell me, if a senior is, starting to have some mobility issues and different things like that, what are the kinds of exercises that you recommend?
Well, there's a wide range of exercises. If they live in a community, they have exercise classes daily.
Mm-hmm.
Simple exercises, they call them sit and fit.
Fun.
So yeah, it's in a circle, and the group get together, and sometimes they have music. You know, they make it. I think the big thing is just to make it fun.
Yeah.
Because more people will want to partake if it's fun.
Sure.
You know, so you listen to music, you visit with your friends, your, you know, simple like shoulder thrusts up
mm-hmm.
and down, and, you know,
moving your arms,
moving every part, your feet, your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes beach balls are included in it. Sometimes parachutes or different things.
Cool. Now, what do they do with a parachute?
Oh, just put it up and down. And,
oh, that's
you know.
Great. And it'll like float up from the down. That's really cool. So like, obviously, with exercise, it keeps seniors young, doesn't it?
It really does. And studies have proven that people, you know, live longer
mm-hmm.
that exercise. Their weight is down. They
mm-hmm.
feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Their depression decreases because
sure.
as people age, they get more and more isolated and more depressed. And studies have shown that people that socialize and exercise together just are happier and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, for the most part, it's your mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. Or in the words of Tony Robbins, emotion is created by motion. In other words, getting out and walking around and getting your heartbeat up and having that alive feeling helps you feel better throughout the day. And of course, most certainly, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to get mom or dad off the couch because dad's probably watching the TV with the remote control and doesn't want anything to do with exercise. But to find activities that you can integrate or help your parents maybe to give them some incentive to get out.
Right.
Get up and do things.
And, when you have a buddy, even men, I'm used to work in communities, and I've worked as an activity director doing exercise classes years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they would do the weights because the men like the weights. And
sure.
They had, you know, made them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
They had the 2 to 3 pound weights, and then for the heavy lifters, you know, 8-pound weights. So a lot of different exercises men can do too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all women.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, certainly as we get older, we get more sedentary. It's just a natural part of aging, obviously. And it's more of a challenge to get out and do things. And the more and more that we can help our parents do things that are more, you know, things that bring joy to them. I know with my mom, I used to take her out. We'd go to lunch. But what I would often do is say, you know what, I know you have a wheelchair, but we're right by the front door, so how about we do this? Just because it's easier is let me go in first, and I paved the way, and then I'd have her walk into the restaurant. And, you know, I just doing a little bit of a reconnaissance up front to make sure that there's a comfort level that they can hang on to you. You know, it's that walking from a closed parking place, a handicapped parking place, into the restaurant, which she knew she was going to have a good time, you know. And mm-hmm. that's the incentive at the end, which is really exciting. And, of course, you know, for my mom, she had vascular issues with COPD. And so it was really important for her to get some exercise to move those legs as much as possible. And, you know, sometimes you have to turn into a drill sergeant.
Right. Sometimes you do. Well, when you exercise, you get your blood flowing and mm-hmm. pumping and your endorphins going. And it's just, I don't know. I know for myself, I feel better when I exercise. Mm-hmm. And years ago, this sweet little lady, Thelma, she was 95 years old, and she gave me this advice. She said her doctor, when she was my age, mm-hmm. this was years ago, she said, told her to drink one big glass of water every morning and to exercise, walk for 30 minutes each day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and she said if you don't exercise every day for 30 minutes, then the next day you just double up. So then that would mean the next day you would do an hour.
Wow.
And she was walking. She was alert, oriented, walking every day without a cane or a walker at 95.
Amazing. Amazing, Kim.
I thought, I want to be like Thelma when I'm her age.
Absolutely. By the way, we are again talking to Kim Spencer from Serengeti Care. And you know, your business, obviously, is to come into the home and care for seniors. And part of that, obviously, we'll be doing some exercise with them. Is that correct?
We do. The caregivers, we have a lot of clients that have always been very mobile and love to get outdoors, walk, participate in exercise programs. So we help if they're in a community, mm-hmm. Help them go down to the exercise classes and encourage them to partake in them, and then also go outside and walk.
And make it fun, like you said. And obviously, it really depends. There's different types of health conditions, obviously, that can vary. Is that correct? And you would customize. Tell me about how you'd customize plans for seniors.
I think for anybody, whether you're senior or not, listen to your body. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overdo it, you know, to be competitive. Don't go for that. If you can only handle the 2-pound lifting up and down, don't go for that 8-pound.
Not yet. You might be able to grad, you know, it's just a little bit of a time. I know I have a friend that has a cane, and she takes her walker to walk, but bless her heart, she walks up her driveway to the road and back a couple of times a day. And I think that's wonderful. And of course, normally she doesn't, you know, need the walker for day to day, but because she does her exercise, it just makes her feel more comfortable to have that walker. And I think that's really a wise decision to do.
That is great.
If somebody has heart disease, obviously, or any sort of like lung issues like COPD, there's a shortness of breath. Is that correct? And tell me a little bit about how that affects exercise.
Well, that affects their breathing and what they can do. So mm-hmm. A lot of times the class instructor will modify things mm-hmm. for people. Because they're aware there's lots of people that have different ailments and can't do as much as they used to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, make sure, first of all, before you start, talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Wear loose fitting, cool clothes.
Right.
Not ones that you're going to overheat in.
Right.
Or, and then the most important thing is to have a new pair of sturdy shoes.
And they should probably be professionally fit on you, too.
They should.
I know my mom used to wear these. Remember the old days, these Reeboks that were like ballet shoes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And refused to get rid of them. And of course, there was just no bed of those shoes for her to stand on. And she refused. We went and actually took her out and got her a good pair of orthopedic shoes that had the wider girth at the bottom so that she could stand on and have more security. She refused to wear them. So finally, one day, I just went and got those Reebok shoes and pulled them out of her apartment. She was not happy with me, but it's like, you know, I didn't want her to fall.
Right.
And I think that's some things like what you're talking about is take a look at your parents' shoes. What are they wearing? You know, are they wearing a good, solid, you know, support just in every day, you know? But also, if they're going to go walking, make sure they have a good, strong, you know, supportive shoe that is going to be professionally fit. Go to a really good place that knows how to fit those.
Right, and they're good today. You can walk, and they can tell you whether you go in when you walk or out. Pronate is in.
Right.
And you have to make sure that your arch is good and your heel is supportive.
Right. So we have about 30 seconds left. What is one little piece of advice that you have to give us regarding exercise?
I would say there's so many classes to take, you know, at the different
activity centers,
senior centers. You can go on their website or get their little flyer. I know, they have chair yoga now.
That's awesome.
North Shore Senior Center in Bothell. They have, all kinds of different exercises. Swimming is great.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not, you know, easy on your joints and everything.
So how do we reach you, Kim?
You can reach me, Kim Spencer at Serengeti Care. You can reach me by cell at 425-387-0725. You can check out our website at SerengetiCare.com.
And can you spell that for us?
Serengeti, S-E-R-E-N-G-E-T-I, Care, C-A-R-E. And you can also email me at Kim, K-I-M, at SerengetiCare.com.
Thanks so much for being on the program, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Serengeti Care. For more information for Serengeti Care, go to SerengetiCare.com. That's SerengetiCare.com.